And welcome to our Community Matters segment here on Katy Country 94, sponsored by the First National Bank in Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. We're joined here today by Jason Raby, who is the city manager in Beloit, updating us on current happenings and projects going on, including the East Main Street project. Give us an update on what's going on there.
Yeah, that one, as everybody can see, if you drive by there, they're hustling around. Of course, we got a little rain that might slow them down here a little bit today, but thankfully they've got a lot of it where they can, if it dries out a little bit, they can pour some more concrete and the date that they're shooting for to have that open. So basically, they'll be able to drive through it, East Main, all the way from 24 to downtown will be August 1st is what they're shooting for. There might still be some, some sidewalks and backfill, and I know like the little Topeka, the street that comes up through there, that might be closed for a few extra days for cure time. But they've pretty much got it all poured. If you've been up there, it's all mm-hmm. connected. All the big ramp is gone up there by Casey's, yeah. So you can't have any more fun up there. So that project is the end is in sight, and we appreciate everybody's patience through it. And I've kind of been up and down it and looked at the sidewalks. I mean, it looks really sharp, so it'll be fun to have it all, the grand opening here in a couple of days. So
yeah, everybody's looking forward to that. And you've got a couple of other smaller street and sewer projects going on.
Yeah, kind of one. We got up there on Bell Street, up there by the elementary school. We're hustling to get that finished up before school starts. And again, that's kind of that. And several years ago, I think it started with Glenn and the council back, a few years ago, kind of looked and saw where the bad water mains were throughout town. We had some water main issues that were contributing to some of the taste and odor issues, especially in specific areas. And I think that Bell Street pipe was kind of one of those that was targeted back then. So they're slowly getting that knocked out. And then Hersey, if you've been on that, or 14, downtown, kind of there by Court Street, we just ripped into basically putting in a manhole. So currently there's just a small access pipe, if you will. It's really hard to, camera it or clean it, or if you were working on one end of it and something got caught, you can't really get to it from the other end downtown there. So you really want to have those full manholes. And so we're diverting a little bit of traffic today to, for the next couple of days, you'll still be able to get through there. There'll just be some flaggers to get you through there while we install that manhole. So it'll be a little bit of inconvenience there, but hopefully it'll be for a long-term gain down there. So,
And then one of the other issues that's been ongoing is going to continue to be for some time as it gets this developed. The water quality issue is something that you hit the ground running with, and you've put a lot of time and effort into since you started with the city last year. Just kind of give us an idea where that's at.
Sure.
I know last week at the city council meeting, you kind of presented some options as far as what was possible in the either refurbishment or building of a new plant, and just give us an update on those options and where things are with the state and how you are moving forward.
Yeah, it's kind of, you hit the nail on the head. It's just kind of been a process, but we've been really aggressive on our end, because that's the way we're going to keep pushing through kind of the bureaucracy of the state. And obviously, they've got to deal with, hundreds or maybe thousands of water systems. So, but we have just got done with a meeting with KDHE again about 2.5 weeks ago. We met with them for about 2 hours to kind of, again, that two-prong thing we've talked about, our current compliance issue. We have that TTHM issue. And so we've been really aggressive with that. And we met with them to kind of polish out the last three or four issues that we weren't quite clear on their review comments of that process change. And so we are submitting some rough answers to that. We did some actions at the city council to change some of our just operating procedures to satisfy the requirements that they want, so we could change that process. So hopefully here in the next few weeks, and again, we've been saying this for a while, but it's just, you got to keep pushing, you got to keep meeting with them, and hopefully we'll have that all buttoned up and can get that installed. So then we really wanted to keep pushing that other prong or that other football down the field. It's like we're quarterbacking two offensive lines mm-hmm. down the field at the same time. So that other option obviously is kind of more the long-term look, the requirements for water, which probably rightfully so, are only going to get more stringent as they continue to say, hey, there's more. Really the big trend right now is the byproducts. So you treat the water for what's in the water, but then what does that create on the back end? Mm-hmm. You use things to fix that, and what does that create? And so that's kind of what's going to continue to get more more rigid, and you know, will our plant be able to, as it sits now, be able to handle that? And it's already struggling on some of the issues. So it's kind of that long-term look of, you know, do we, and so that's why I presented to the council of, you know, let's get it down to at least four options. And again, those options could change. We could say, hey, let's scrap that and try something mm-hmm. different. But, you know, for our engineer and for a study and for a cost estimate and for a plan, let's get it boiled down to something at least we can kind of grab and start working and mulling over. So kind of what I presented to the council, and obviously if people want to come and listen or provide input, we're going to probably talk about it again on August 18th is kind of what we're shooting for. But the initial four options were just kind of looking at two options were just looking at a major refurbishment of our existing facility. You know, how can we add technology on the front or the back end? You know, we've updated some of the the front end structures. You know, a lot of the pre-sed basin, so as the water comes out of the river, how are we settling it out? You know, we have like our own miniature lake there. You know, where it's in a building, it kind of tries to settle out a lot of that the turbidity in the water. You know, so then how can we put stuff along that process that'll give it a great lifespan, help it meet those new rigid requirements, but maybe hit a price point that's potentially a little bit more palatable. And so you could either take, you know, in those two options of major refurbishment, you know, do you take water from the existing source or do you take water from the lake? You know, in both scenarios, you're still dealing with the bromides, and you know, there's a lot of the same mm-hmm. stuff is in both waters. Mm-hmm. The nice thing with the lake is you have a little bit, you know, cleaner, as far as you know, dirt and mud and water. You know, it's a settling basin, obviously, a lake.
Right.
So you have a little bit more stable product, but you're dealing with a lot of the same yucky sure. stuff in the water.
Sure.
It's more diluted at the lake, but yet, you know, if we got some of those structures at the beginning of our plant from the river, well, we can do the same thing that the lake does in a shorter process. But anyway, so that's two of the options. Again, not tied to either one. And the other option, two options, again, similar sourcing issues, you know, either the river or the lake, but, you know, just a brand new facility. So again, mm-hmm. you're trying to look at, hey, what's the lifespan of both of those scenarios? What's the cost of both of those scenarios? What kind of water does it give us on both those, you know, running costs, and trying to say, hey, what's, you know, is there a clear winner or is there, you know, are they all tied? You know, that's kind of what we're looking mm-hmm. for now. What are the actual numbers behind that, you know, and what's the pros and cons from a water quality, water safety, and lifespan? Mm-hmm. So it gets a little bit more exciting now because we can get some hard data as right. opposed to speculation, you right. know, and that's kind of what we're really looking for. So that's why we try to nail it down to kind of those four concepts, I would say, or four ideas, and kind of see where it branches out from there as we start getting some real data now that we've got, you know, the pilot study, and we can extrapolate some of those numbers, and obviously we know what the water's like where we're at, so we can kind of say, hey, what does that look like? So
again, here, Jason Raby, Beloit City Manager, here with us on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank in Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. A couple other quick things I want to hit here. You've been doing quite a bit of work, and I know that Glenn had worked on it at different times as well with the railroad in terms of getting something done with the crossing at the south end of town. And I know every time it comes up in a council meeting, and I mention it now, and yeah. you just kind of smile and laugh yeah. because it's a process.
Yeah.
It's become kind of a pulling teeth kind of scenario yeah. over the years to get something done here. But it sounds like we're on the verge of getting something done, and not only for Beloit, but for several crossings around the area that the state and the railroad have gotten together on. And give us an update on where that's at, and if you have an estimate on work, when work might begin on that.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those, kind of, you kind of hit it on the head again. It's kind of one of those, you just got to apply that constant pressure and keep hitting the right people. And again, residents, I tell them the same thing. You know, they contact me, I'm like, well, if you'd help me, contact the railroad. You know what I mean? Because it's the same battle. We both have to, you know, talk to them and be patient with them. And so, what we have gotten, and I kind of keep confirming it with KDOT. You know, KDOT helps pressure them too. They mm-hmm. inspect the crossings and they write letters, and that kind of falls on deaf ears. Just like when we complain, it falls on deaf ears. It tends to. But you know, I've met with or talked with great, you know, the general manager with Kyle Railroad out of Phillipsburg, and he's been really helpful. You know, the last, I think since about December, January, I've really been, you know, corresponding with him, kind of found the right person to be talking to and pushing on, and how can we help and how can we make this happen. And so kind of gotten the same story from both KDOT and him. They've gotten their notification letters that they need to fix that crossing, they've gone for some, I believe, federal or state dollars. You know, there's some programs to make crossings safer and to do that.
Sure.
So of course they're leveraging that. Mm-hmm. And so it sounds like it's all been approved by KDOT, and they're just waiting on some final paperwork between the two. Earlier this summer, they'd said, hey, late July, early August, you know, potential start date. Well, of course, we're about there now. But about 2 or 3 weeks ago when I corresponded with them again, they were both kind of on the same page, the KDOT representative and Cal Railroad. And so it sounded very imminent in that they had approved, or their plan was to do 8 crossings in the Bloyd area. You know, so not just in, like you said, not within the city limits, but throughout the area, and including those on 14 or Hersey. So that'll be, it sounds really close. The stories are both matching up, and I'm kind of doing them separate. So that makes me think that there is traction gaining there.
It's encouraging.
And so, yeah, exactly. So it's one of those you keep pushing, but you don't want to push too hard and wear out your welcome. But it's kind of hopefully, right. I do feel good about it. I feel like, you know, it could, you know, be commencing yet, you know, this late summer, fall. And I'm getting close to probably saying, hey, so we have a date yet? You know, kind of those, you know, when do you ask and how hard do you push, you know, to still make this happen. But it'll be awesome when it gets done. And yeah, it's definitely something I keep reaching out and pushing on.
So, well overdue.
Yeah,
well,
exactly. Overdue. So
then the other thing that I was going to ask you about, Jason, is at the last council meeting in Beloit last week, several of the council members had good things to say about work that's being done on the parking lots up north of the ball fields there at the south end of Beloit High School parking lot. Is that project finished?
How
did that go?
It's really close. They're ready to, basically we kind of found a, you know, an affordable solution to get that parking lot a little bit more light, especially in that corner where a lot of people park for the ball games and all the Rotary Leagues and the Lions Leagues and the softball and all that stuff. So it was pretty beat up and pretty poor shape. So we've got that all rebuilt. The only thing we got to do is we got to put some layers of chip seal coat over it. We ran into a little bit of, can't have any moisture, and so we had some moisture that had gotten on it yesterday, and obviously the rain this morning, so it's really close. It's just a matter of it drying out. We can overlay that, and that should be really
nice.
Seal it up. And then they're going to start tackling a little bit of work on North Walnut. It's kind of one of those where getting traffic counts from KDOT on North Walnut, 8th Street, West Main, a couple other busier roads. Obviously, we've done East Main. We've, you know, 14's been redone. So kind of some of those main entrance points of, you know, trying to figure out where's the high traffic points are and then how do we rebuild them. Obviously, we know North Walnut, if we've driven on it, is pretty shot. You know, it's pretty rough. And so we're going to do some Band-Aid fixes on that. We're going to kind of work with the county on, you know, their expertise on doing some of that. And so that'll give it a little bit of a lifespan. So you kind of see that. We hope to get that done right after this and right before school starts and gets really busy up there, so that'll help smooth that out a little bit. So yeah, both of those are going to turn out really nice when we're done. So yeah,
very good. Beloit City Manager Jason Raby, our guest again this morning on Community Matters, and thanks for coming over and spending some time with us, and we'll see you again next month.
Thank you, Chad, appreciate it. Yep.